Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The 5-second rule. This is something that you have in your news, Heather?
Yeah, I saw this article about the 5-second rule. Yeah. Is it really something we should still be following, or should we just like throw it out the window? And of course, there's this, he's a microbiologist, but he's going viral on TikTok, right? Okay. That's where a lot of these doctors kind of get their fame, because people are obsessed with TikTok. And he did this whole test to test out the 5-second rule. Like, he had these little petri dishes and set them on the floor. I don't know exactly how he did it all. I didn't actually see the video, but basically what he found is that every single test he did had some level of bacterial growth, whether it was on the floor for a second or if it was on the floor for a minute. And his conclusion said that whether food is left for 5 seconds or 60, it'll be nasty either way. So you shouldn't follow it. Like, you shouldn't actually eat something, even if it was on the floor for a second. You should throw it away. And some people thought, well, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't see this video because I'm going to continue eating my food if I've dropped it on the floor.
I don't care what this doctor has to say.
What will you do?
I'll eat it.
Yeah. Well, it totally depends on the food.
It does depend on the food.
And it depends on the floor, right, John? Like, okay, would you eat something you dropped on a restaurant floor?
Yeah.
Oh,
you drop one French fry on the floor.
I'm not gonna go for a French fry.
What would it be?
I've got my steak,
bacon
for sure. But if I have my steak and I'm down to that last bite, it's a nice juicy ribeye cooked perfectly, and it's about half of a rare cut of meat, and it's got that little fatty piece on it too that has all the yumminess, the juiciness, the flavor. It's perfectly salted. That piece drops on the floor. It could be there for, if I don't notice it and it's there for 5 minutes, I'm still partaking.
If you know what we're talking about, you pick it up off the floor and you can see like dust and hair and crumbs.
You pick it off this restaurant floor and it's just littered
with
dirt.
You're not eating it.
I have been known to dust off a piece.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Mm-mm. So, I don't get disgusted by this stuff at all. Like, if it's at my floor, I'll eat it. At a restaurant, though, that's a no.
So it's funny that this comes up in the news, the whole 5-second rule and how long, you know, with food will you wait. I think it was last week, Kenny Cott ordered himself a pizza because he loves to order food in. And that pizza sat from lunchtime through the afternoon show to the next morning.
In the box, though,
in
correct?
In the box. Okay. Would you eat a slice of that?
Heck yeah.
Greg, you did eat a slice. You had 2 slices of that.
I like stale pizza.
This is where, and I know I'm not going to get into the debate of how you reheat pizza, but this is where the microwave excels. You could have a piece of pizza that sat in a box for 3 or 4 days, and you open that box up, and that piece is as hard as a board. You put it on a paper plate, you put it in the microwave, and miraculously, it comes out
chewy,
and you put a little butter on the crust,
dust
it with some salt, and you put a little Parmesan cheese on there, some red pepper flakes, and don't let it go to waste.
So our question, Do you still do the 5 second rule?
You want to laugh like you think that's wrong.
That is a bit extreme.
I do. I agree. I mean, doesn't sound good.
Well, it's okay. It doesn't have veggies on it.
Now I'm just saying a 3 day old pizza warmed up in a microwave sounds unappealing.
Yeah, I'm thinking
I wouldn't eat that.
Like a few hours or night to the morning is kind of the cutoff for
yes,
me.
Yes, I would eat that.
No, it could be on the counter for a couple of days.
Mm-mm. I do think toppings matter too.
Mm-mm. Sure.
Like I don't like pineapple on my pizza, but sure. Like a pineapple sitting on a pizza completely overnight into the next day, you might be asking for trouble.
Well, you ask for trouble by putting pineapple on a pizza.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that right. To start. It's going to seep into it.
Things that spoil faster is kind of my angle.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like anything mayonnaise based, there's absolutely no way.
Yeah, that's like if you go to a barbecue.
Yeah.
And it sits out in the sun.
Potato salad that's just
macaroni salad.
Ugh. I'm putting Greg on the spot, but there was years ago you ate something that was left over here that was highly, highly questionable. Do you remember?
I know what it is.
What was it?
It was the hot dogs, correct?
Oh, no.
It was sitting, we had a party here, and they were in one of those foil tins, right? In the hot dog juices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it was preserved.
In
filth.
In like an inch of hot dog juice. Am I right? Yeah. Is that what it was? Okay.
You were talking 18-ish hours here.
Right.
Like it had that little tiny light green look to it.
In the film that kind of collects in the top of the juices.
What you're telling me is that it marinated overnight.
Sure.
I was fine. Had breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
And you're still with us today. How long would you allow something to sit out?
248-539-9797. Inspired by the 5 second rule and the eating habits of certain members of the show. John, off a restaurant floor.
It's gross.
248-539-9797. Eugene, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Eugene. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm good. Go for surgery, thyroid surgery. Oh. Well, y'all was talking about, I was just wondering, how do y'all feel about parents or anybody if the baby dropped the bottle or the pacifier and they'll suck it clean with their mouth?
I will tell you, it's very different between the first child and a second child. For me, the first child, I was like, oh my gosh, take it to the sink, wash it off, make sure it's clean before I give the passy back. Second child, I'm like, here you go.
Yeah. I mean, wow. The mother's germ is the baby got to build up endurance.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Big fan, especially if it's a pacifier. If it's a bottle, I might just get a new bottle. But it's a pacifier, and it's going to make them stop.
Yeah. But I do that. I go clean the passy, and then I'm watching him lick the dog or like lick the floor, go up to a window. And I'm like, dude, this pacifier being on the ground for 2 seconds was nothing compared to what he's already doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm running late for my operation.
Well, hey, good luck with the operation.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't want to keep him on any longer. It sounded like he was basically in the waiting room there.
We were inconveniencing him a little bit there, I thought.
Yeah, I'll be in a second. I'm doing it on the radio here.
I think I heard the doctor count back from 5. 4, 3.
Let the anesthesia kick in. Some ticket texters. John, would you eat something that fell on a gas station bathroom floor? You have to have lines.
Oh, yeah, a bathroom floor,
Now, though, John, somebody could use that bathroom, in their shoes and walk into that restaurant then and... Where you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah,
that bathroom floor doesn't just stay on the bathroom floor.
I understand.
It moves with people's shoes.
Yes,
John is a disgusting human being for eating food off the floor at a restaurant.
Ugh.
Ew, John. In a restaurant, I wouldn't even eat something that falls on the table. Kathy in Jackson.
Some of it depends on the restaurant, but and again, it depends on the food. How bad do I want that bite?
Texture says they'll do the 30-second rule. Who cares? There's so many other disgusting things we do as humans throughout the day that are far worse. The same people who say no to the 5-second rule are the same people that text on their phones all day and then put their fingers in their mouths.
Right.
Sure.
Or they put their phone to their face.
Yes.
Your phone is one of the most disgusting things there.
And you use your phone in the bathroom. And
everything is disgusting. The steering wheel in your car is disgusting.
Ticket Texture says, great topics, plural. I'm flipping between the two on draft night, the Pistons playoff game and the Lions. By the way, you can vote on Twitter, X, Costa and Jansen with Heather. Says, as a former health department inspector, you're all playing with fire, eating food stored at room temperature. Enjoy the diarrhea. Mike on a cell.
It depends on the food, right?
Yes.
It depends on the type of food.
I believe with the chances I have taken over my life and my food choices, I have developed a super immunity. And I have what some might call an iron gut.
Oh.
I can withstand more than maybe some who have never taken that chance.
Hmm. Maybe.
It's my superhuman power.
Whatever you're going to tell yourself.
Eating off the floor.
My thing is, look, if you just cleaned your floor at home and it's there for a second, yeah, I'm going to eat it. But if it's at a restaurant or if you see visible crumbs and
dog hair.
Yeah, no, I'm not eating that.
Public places are a deal breaker for me. Yeah. But I'll say this. I have this in common with John. I know if John dropped, let's say you got a dish and you just took four steaks off the grill and you put them in the dish and then it slipped out of your hands and they fell in your grass. Those steaks are going inside. You'll probably wash them off, and you're definitely eating them.
Well, you might just throw them back on the grill, burn off anything.
Burn it off.
Yeah,
I've done that.
I would wash it off. Like some things you can wash. Like that's the thing.
Sure.
Like especially like if you dropped a hamburger, you could easily wash it off at home.
Yes, you could. Yes,
I think I'd rather just put it on the grill.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Kyle in Canton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I recently found out that I like to make the decision on my own. So I was having a pretzel, and apparently some fell on the floor at my son's basketball game. While I was watching the game, my wife picked it back up and put it by the food that I was eating. So I then grabbed that pretzel and put it in my mouth, and my wife looked at me like that was just on the floor, and I had no idea. So I'm a big five-second rule guy myself, but I do now know that I would like to make the decision on my own if I'm going to use the five-second rule, because I don't know how long it was even on the floor or what it landed on.
Right.
That was my problem.
So, I mean, here's the other thing, too, is if you're in a restaurant, right, not all restaurants are tiled or a hard surface. Some of them have carpet. Does that make a difference?
Yeah, I think it does make a difference.
Depends on the floor,
carpet
the type of floor.
Yeah. Carpet is a collection. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah, carpet would be worse.
This was a rubber mat, which had a little bit of somebody's drink water slightly in the area. not too sure what was going on, but may not have made the decision to 5-second rule that pizza pretzel. Mm-hmm.
But you ended up okay, right?
You lived.
Oh, yeah. I was stronger. I feel stronger.
There you go. Yep.
You made a face. Carpet would be worse, right?
No.
For sure. Carpet is disgusting. I mean, if you really, it's very different than cleaning a, yes.
You can wipe down a floor pretty easy.
Yeah, but the dirt and all the grime goes to the bottom of the carpet, and the top of the carpet is where all the, is the clean part.
Keep telling yourself that, John. Like, it just stays and stays
and
stays.
And crumbs.
How often do you, like, it's so easy to take a broom to, a broom, a mop, whatever, to a tile floor.
A broom cleans it?
No, I'm saying, how many times have you seen somebody vacuum this carpet?
Well, I do eat.
Or they use the vacuums that don't actually vacuum. They're just like those little handheld ones that don't have any power.
Oh, the little mechanical.
Yes. Those aren't really getting everything.
Yeah, but it's getting the hair, most likely.
Maybe. Couple more on this. Ticket textures. The amount of time something can sit out of the fridge, we brought that up, depends on the food. In college, 48-hour-old pizza in the box was the equivalent of Columbus finding America. Doesn't get better than that.
How about in the fridge? How long would you have leftovers?
I'm very cautious with that. I'm cautious with things that even have an expiration date on it. Like, I'm like,
oh, I love leftovers.
I'm throwing this away.
How many days for leftovers?
Three? It depends on the food, doesn't it?
It does. Three's a fair number. If I haven't eaten it within 3 days, I'm not eating it, so I should get rid of it at that point.
Depends how many leftovers you have. And
you
how,
can freeze it at that point, right?
No, I mean, I've had things that have been in there for a week.
Mm.
I mean, it's...
And you still eat it?
Yeah.
No. It depends what it is.
It does.
Like, I mean, leftover pizza's not making it 72 hours.
Because you're going to eat it all.
Probably not. Yeah. But I mean, every once in a while you find a gem. It's been there for a little bit.
Nope.
Don't want to waste it.
You said you're weird with expiration dates.
I am.
You not cook something past?
Yeah, like if it's like, especially with like dairy products, I'm probably very wasteful. I get very uncomfortable by eating things that are close to being expired or expired, and I end up just tossing it.
There are some things that actually improve the longer they're in the fridge.
Like what?
Some pasta dishes.
Yeah.
They actually say it.
Oh yeah,
there's like studies on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, like lasagna. Lasagna is pretty much has an indefinite shelf life
with all the meat in there.
Yes.
Again, you don't eat meat, so
I don't. But see, but like, I'm thinking of it now with my kids because I make a lot of food for them, and I date the.
Well, there are times though, like
I know how long it's
everything in your fridge has a like this been in here for 4 days.
No, not everything, but things that I make specifically for the kids.
You date
yes,
it.
Or I freeze it really. Because then I think it's better. Yeah, I get weird with that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm more of a, if the milk says or the yogurt says, you know, the expiration date, let's just say it was April 11 and today is April 16. I'm going to take a taste. And if it tastes fine, I'm good.
Like today, I went to get breakfast ready for
them
before I left.
I've lost that battle before.
And there was a yogurt that expired yesterday, one of Emily's yogurts. And I said, oh, and I threw it away.
From yesterday?
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Bring that in. We'll find a home for it.
It was one of those little squeezable ones.
On the pasta stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't a go-gurt.
Go-gurts, I think, could actually withstand a nuclear storm.
Yeah, those probably could. Yeah, with Twinkies.
Probably right on that. Pasta that's thoroughly chilled, the natural starches are converted into resistant starches, the type of fiber that is present in many other foods.
Well,
so it can actually be healthier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Potentially, if you believe that.
Okay.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.